tournament. How will those non-conference, hopefully, victories factor into that?
Yeah, you know, with the way to get to the tournament, there's a lot of components that go into it, some variables. The strength of schedule is one that is weighted pretty heavily. And so, having the quality of teams that we have in our non-conference, it sets us up, and especially when you can get some victories out of there. And also just as for the team to, play tough competition, there's not any easy teams in our conference. So we'd be doing a disservice if we weren't playing some of the best teams that we can find. And so I think that we've done that. We always tell the players every game matters in one way or another. And, it's a good opportunity to see where we're at and to be able to really work on some things and, try to fine tune some things before we get into conference play.
Coach, your soccer schedule is similar to a basketball schedule where you go all week and then you have two games against two different opponents within a 3-day span. How do you approach the two different opponents? Are you able to concentrate a little bit on the second opponent going in, or do you just worry about that first game, first match, and then boom, then in the day after that, really kind of concentrate on the second one?
We just concentrate on the first one. I think it's too much to try to worry about two at once, and you got to get through the first one. So, typically we will just, when we're giving the players scouting reports and stuff, we'll just talk about the first team. And then on Saturday, it's a quick turnaround before we play again on Sunday, but we'll try to, get them thinking about the next team and what we need to do differently or what we need to worry about, based on their team's strengths. So, we try to just take it one game at a time. I'm sure, that game's coming up, so I'm sure it's looming in the back of the mind, but the focus has to be in the here and now, so that first game is the first priority.
Head coach of the soccer team over at Michigan Tech, Michelle Jacob, is with us. St. Cloud on Sunday. Before that, Winona State on Friday night, 7 o'clock. Both games at home. And under the lights, of course, on Friday night against Winona State. You mentioned the loss to Winona State last year, that tough loss. 3-0, though, over St. Cloud State. Talk a little bit about St. Cloud, a little bit more about St. Cloud. And from what I've heard, they expect to improve a little bit.
Yeah, their coach, Greta, she's a wonderful person. I think she's a good coach, and the more she's been able to recruit, they've got some great players coming to them. Some players that we're well aware of. So I don't doubt that they are a better and stronger team this year. So, like I said before, we just can't take any team lightly at all. And last year's results don't have any bearing on what's going to happen this year. So, our players need to go out there and play every game, to the best of our ability and show up for it. I think they're going to be better, but I also think we're better. And so as long as we can put that together on the field, I think we should be in a good spot going into the weekend.
Sounds good. Two big games for the Michigan Tech soccer program, and they are at home. 7 o'clock Friday night against Winona State, Sunday at noon against St. Cloud State, and that is both at Sherman Field. Very exciting soccer, and this is a great team to watch. Make sure you get out and support these young ladies and support the Huskies. Coach Michelle Jacob, thank you for your time, and good luck this weekend.
Hey, thanks so much. Appreciate it.
Michelle Jacob here on Mix 93. More Drive Time right after this.
Good morning. Welcome to Burger King.
I'm looking at this enormous burrito, and man, it's big. I tell you that. Dang. Mm. Give me one of them enormouses. Enormouses. Watch out. Mm-hmm. Let's do it now.
Okay. I think I know what you're ordering.
Get the new Eggnormous burrito now only at Burger King. A hearty breakfast burrito packed with sausage and bacon, plus eggs, cheese, and hash browns. Only at Burger King at participating restaurants.
Join us for Your Feet, Your Health with Dr. Daniel Reminga from Northern Foot Care Center in Houghton every Wednesday at 10 o'clock a.m. and 5 o'clock p.m. To submit a question to Dr. Reminga, go to northernfootcare.com.
Relax this Labor Day on a new mattress from Gardner's Gallery. Huge Labor Day sale prices on all top-of-the-line brands, including Sealy, Tempur-Pedic, and Stearns & Foster. Up to $600 off Stearns & Foster luxury sets. Up to $200 off Tempur-Pedic sets. Plus, interest-free financing for up to 60 months. Find rock-bottom prices on twin mattresses starting at just $75. Queen mats starting from $249. Free delivery and disposal during Gardner's Gallery Labor Day sale.
Jimmy Young here. Join us for high school football Thursday night, and we got a beauty for you. The Negaunee Miners will travel to Agassiz to face the Copper Kings. Pregame 6:30, kickoff 7 o'clock on Mix 93 WKMJ and www.pasty.net.
Two things go hand-in-hand in the Copper Country during the dog days of August. Warm temperatures and hot deals. At Bucko's Party Store, Calumet, all 12-packs of canned beer on sale. All 2 liters, two for $3. Pepsi 12-packs, two for $9. Powerade, Gatorade, water, and energy drink deal store-wide. Keep things cool with nice ice prices. 4 bags, $5. Bucko's is now your wild game headquarters. Check out the special jerky selection, including alligator, buffalo, elk, kangaroo, ostrich, and wild boar jerkies. Taxes and deposit not included. At Bucko's, where the party starts.
93 WKMJ, Husky Drive Time, brought to you by the Rock House Grill and Tavern. And Matt Jennings is with us. We are getting set to kick off the Michigan Tech volleyball season. And unfortunately, well, I mean, we know this every year. They're going to be on the road early on in the season. That's just the way it works. And they're going to be at Lewis for a bunch of matches. And I know Coach is excited about this because we've got some really good offensive players coming back. I know we were going to miss one for sure, but she's sticking around, which is kind of cool. And you said that her influence on the team will still be around, right?
You're talking about Jackie Aird,
yeah.
Yes. It's nice having her around. You know, anytime you have some impact or influential players graduate, it's always sad to see them go. But Jackie's a great person to have in the gym with us, and man, is she trusted by the team already. So,
well, we had that unbelievable start last year, and what a great season. I mean, I know for you that that had to feel really good knowing that all the hard work that you guys and the girls have put into this was really kind of paid off last year.
Yeah, it was nice. It was a nice start. We were all super excited about it, and yes, I'm very proud of the hard work our girls put in, and it was kind of a reward for some of the delayed gratification, I suppose, that comes along with kind of rebuilding our program. But we're at the point now where we expect, I think, a high quality of play, and I think this year will be a new look for us and a whole new season, and try to build off what we did last year, but know that it's not a fluke. This is who we are.
Matt Jennings is with us, head coach of the volleyball program. They open up on the road this weekend. And, Matt, just watching, listening to some of your quotes, talking to you every once in a while during the summer, seeing your preview online last month, I can tell there is genuine confidence coming from you about this team.
Yeah, I tell the girls to their face this all the time. I don't know if I've been as confident in a group of players ever. That's not to say that that's going to make us good, necessarily. But I believe that we can be very good if we are determined enough to make good on it. Now, whether or not we put that together, that's for us to see. And we have some challenges early on for us to see where we are in a lot of tests.
So this weekend you start at the Lewis Invite, Thursday against Lewis, and then two matches on Friday, and then a match on Saturday. Can you just talk about this tournament and what's the atmosphere at these preseason tournaments?
They're always pretty exciting, especially, this Lewis one, for example, very high competition level. We're happy to have been included in it. Our first two matches are against nationally ranked teams. Lewis is 18, Southwest Minnesota is number 3 in the country right now. Lewis is a great way to start our season. This is what I was hoping to build. We lost to them last year with match point. We had 14-13 in set 5 against them and lost 16-14. That was a match that we just saw literally escape from our hands. And to open up against them on their home court is going to be a lot of fun. The quality of play there is just going to be so high. And for us to start off there and just prove that we are every bit as good as a lot of these teams is going to be important for this group.
Names that we hear a lot when we're either watching the matches or listening to them on the radio with Mitch, Aubrey Fysik, Emmer, of course, these are big names. Mm-hmm. Are we going to hear these names a lot again?
Of course, yes. I mean, we have all hands on deck this year. We have a very unique group of players that are going to be used often. I mean, I it's going to be a different look, a little bit different system, but the personnel are the same. We have some new starters this year that will kind of be introduced to the mix. Courtney Kirky is one of them, a sophomore lefty right side, a name that you wouldn't have heard very often last year. She had a phenomenal spring and summer, and it's going to be fun to watch her play. Mariel Leibowitz, also a setter, coming in to maybe split some of the setting duties with Rachel. It's going to be a new look, but at the same time, all of our resources from last year that got us to, the things that we did well are coming back, with the exception of Jackie.
So going back to Jackie, who